This is GQDN for Friday, February 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those Drake mixes. Excellent stuff. If you do, put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got a 25th anniversary coming. Astrobot won some awards. And an About studio plans a birthday party. Interesting. But we begin today with Ubisoft. Because according to WCCF Tech, they want to make some more open world and live service games. And that's Golemond again. And he did state that Ubisoft plans will be focusing on open world action adventure games and live service games year over year. And Golemond confirmed that the company says that that might be the way for it to get out of hot water. And that's a response to some of the adventures that are out there right now with Assassin's Creed and the live service game Rainbow Six Siege. But X Defiant, being a live service game, will close in June this year. So what did he say? Here's a quote. "We've been investing significantly for a big pipeline of products for the coming years along our two verticals, these being open world action adventure as well as game as a service native experiences. And that's what we want to deliver year after year," end quote. Now, in his presentation during the financial results for quarter three, he said that those games have already been discussed, which would include Assassin's Creed Shadows. And the game will be ready to release, but it's not been released yet. And that's because it was not ready, because the game has had some pushbacks. But now it is set to release on March the 20th. For the quote, "We've announced that NO117 Pax Romana will also come next year, as well as Division Resurgence on mobile. All this is coming along well. We haven't provided more color to the fiscal year 2026, but we'll have more to share by the time of May," end quote. They're going to have more open world and live service games. We'll see what happens, and we'll see if their fortunes do turn around. Now we go to Xbox. Because, according to PureXbox.com, plans may have been approved for a new console by Microsoft. Now, about a year ago, if you remember, Sarah Bond did say that Microsoft will be building an all-powerful next-gen console. But Windows Central reporter Jez Corden did report that the project has got the green light. Now, the next console did move past the early stage because it was greenlit, and the cost is approved by Microsoft. Here's what Jez did say. Quote, "I've recently been told Xbox's next-gen console hardware has now moved past its early pitch stages, has been fully approved, and costed all the way up the chain." Now, Corden did say that the hardware reveal won't be anytime soon. But the majority of the PX users in the Pure Xbox poll did say that maybe it's 2026 for the next console. So, what could be in it? We don't know. But we also know that Xbox is working on a handheld too. But what could be on it? Well, Tides of Annihilation accidentally went live, according to Pure Xbox. And everybody went, huh? So Wario64 on Blue Sky did say, quote, "Tides of Annihilation is $22.49 on XBL. Somehow not a pre-order." Now, there were a lot of purchases when that happened, and the players did discover there's only 300 megabytes placeholder file, and it did not actually load up. So if you bought it, you might be able to get a refund, because people did buy it and tried to play it, and nope, no game there. Sorry, y'all. But it'll be coming soon. Everybody just relax. Well, we got another Xbox game here. Elden Ring, the Night Reigns, did have its first network test, and boy, did it have server issues. And From Software did issue an apology. Now, this comes to us from IGN.com, because the IGN staff did have access to the test, and they did report server problems, because they were not able to access the game for the test's first hour. And the developer did apologize for that and encouraged players to try matching again after an amount of time. In fact, the PlayStation servers were also having problems, and they were brought down for maintenance. So they readjusted the times, and right now, it is today, or it was today, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific time, and it'll be tonight, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'm sorry, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. I gave you Eastern times. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. And 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. So they will be looking for problems. In fact, after the first test session, IGN did provide an update, and Elden Ring did say in a tweet, quote, "The first session of Elden Ring Night Rain Network test has ended. We apologize for the inconvenience caused by the game server issues. Work is currently ongoing to improve the stability of the network test. An additional network test session is being considered." Well, they might do an and I would assume that would be on a Tuesday, next Tuesday. But that's just assuming. No hard facts. Now, what else could be on Xbox? Well, we know it's Avowed. Eurogamer.net did say the Avowed studio is planning to make its 100th birthday by, quote, "staying lean and invested," end quote. The studio is Obsidian Entertainment, and they do have plans to make 100 years in the business. And they were talking during the DICE Summit, and that was mainly the Vice President of Operations, Marcus Morgan, and the Vice President of Development, Justin Bridge. And they did say that they expect the studio to make its 100th birthday, which will be in another 78 years. That was reported by PC Gamer. And the team does hope to reach a milestone by keeping the company lean and holding the talent that it has. It'll also set some realistic goals when it comes to sales and expectations. And the executives are indeed serious about it. Now, the strategy is that Obsidian will not be opening multiple international offices, but instead they'll be partnering with studios already in existence. That does reduce the risk of Obsidian getting too big and weakening the overall culture at the studio. So, we shall see what happens. Will they make it to 100 years? I'll be dead before that happens. Long dead. But I'm not dead to hear about this. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation Portal can now stream 200 plus games without the PlayStation 5 connection. So, if you're looking to take your PlayStation Portal out of the house, there you go. You got it. Now, it will still be, it'll still have to be connected to Wi-Fi, but 212 games, and you'll be able to play those games nearly anywhere. Now, know this. This will be a part of the PlayStation Portal cloud streaming, and it's only in beta right now, which is available to PlayStation Plus Premium. And Sony did say, we'll let you know when it's ready to launch. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that looks pretty good so far. I bet you can play this on that. The DICE Awards happened, and Astrobot won big. And that is 5 awards. According to Polygon.com, they got Game of the Year, which is the major one. Now, they also said that the other big winners were Helldivers 2, Balatro, and Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Now, this was a litmus test to Indiana Jones, because they missed the deadline for the Game Awards, and they won quite a few awards for it. Balatro was also the big indie game winner, winning 3 awards. Strategy Simulation Game of the Year, Mobile Game of the Year, and Outstanding Achievement for an Independent Game. So, what did Astrobot win? Well, obviously, we already said Game of the Year. They also won Outstanding Achievement in Game Design, Family Game of the Year, and Outstanding Technical Achievement, and Outstanding Achievement in Animation. Helldivers 2 got Online Game of the Year, Outstanding Achievement in Audio Design, Outstanding Achievement in Original Music Composition. Indiana Jones got Adventure Game of the Year, Outstanding Achievement in Story, Outstanding Achievement in Character. And that was Dr. Henry Jones. Congratulations to all the winners. Could this one be in the next list? PushSquare.com did say that an open-world RPG, Fantasy Life I, was officially announced for PlayStation 4 and 5, along with a May release. Now, Fantasy Life was exclusive to Nintendo Switch. But now, on the 21st of May, it'll be coming to PlayStation, and it will also have full cross-play support. So that means you'll be doing some co-op adventure. Have fun. Oh, PlayStation, there's some deals going on the PlayStation Store. and some of the RPGs will be up to 70% off. Now, Hogwarts Legacy store deal will end on February 27th, but that would include Thestral Mount, Dark Arts Battle Arena, Dark Arts Cosmic Set, Dark Arts Garrison Hat, and the PlayStation 4 and 5 digital versions. So, Hogwarts Legacy, might want to go get it. It's a pretty good game. 70% off. There was a game announced for Nintendo Switch. System Shock 2, the 25th anniversary remaster, has been announced for Nintendo Switch, and the release date will be shared during the Future Game Show Spring Showcase. So if you're into System Shock, you now know that it's coming. Oh, if you want to know some Game Pass perks, February, it comes via pure Xbox. So if you have War Thunder, Enlisted, Crossout, Stumble Guys, Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis, Madden NFL 25, Throne of Liberty, Apex Legends, Metaball, Minecraft, Monster Hunter Now, Mobile, and Multiverses, the packs are now available to you. So go get them. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/onforge, 6 p.m. We'll talk about everything. Boy, yeah, the state of play. What did we think of it? You'll find out there. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.